Syncrude is pleased to present Arts Alive. Through their generous support and contributions, Syncrude has become a champion of music, theater, and the arts in Alberta.
Hello, I'm Chris Allen on Arts Alive today, Alberta's arts heritage website.
When I was a kid, I used to get all the neighbors' kids organized, and we put on plays in somebody's garage, you know. I wrote the play, and then we did it.
Playwright Elsie Park-Gowan from an old CKUA Arts Alberta interview. CKUA's arts programming is a major part of Alberta's Arts Heritage website, which has just been launched by the Heritage Community Foundation in Edmonton. From earlier programs like Arts Alberta to copies of some of this feature, Arts Alive, an archive of art and artists has been established as a foundation to further arts history and knowledge. Along with the audio archives are text pages, photographs, and artist profiles in a searchable database. In its four sections of performing literary, visual, and film and media arts, the archives examines past trends and movements in the arts, highlighted when possible by audio clips from CKUA's programming. Heritage Community Foundation Executive Director Adriana Davis says the information on the site is just the latest addition to nearly 30 websites the foundation oversees and is another step in the dream of creating an Alberta online encyclopedia.
This one is Alberta's Arts Heritage, and it explores probably over 100 years of the arts in Alberta, but we also use the CKUA Arts broadcasting from the era of Arts Alberta through Arts Alive to Artbeat.
It's not just the audio content from CKUA, but you have text, photos, you even, I believe, have some video.
We do. It's a comprehensive research project, which involved contacting every arts organization in the province, for example, to get resources from them. We've also accessed the archive of Alberta Community Development, the arts branch, and we did actually receive some funding as well from the Alberta Foundation for the Arts. We currently only have 100 profiles on this site, and these 100 profiles will grow, and we're actively seeking sponsorship. I mean, you've got Elsie Park-Gowan, Giuseppe Albi, Brian Paisley. I mean, you know, we launched at the Edmonton Art Gallery, so we showed the Edmonton Art Gallery entry and audio, the interview with director of the Edmonton Art Gallery, Terry Fenton.
When you buy art, you know, you retain that as an asset, as an investment, not just a financial investment, but it's there permanently.
What's the intention of the site?
Well, the intention of the site is to celebrate all of the artists, performers, cultural administrators, and others who have been instrumental in creating the various art forms in Alberta, because the arts, of course, really are not just a quality of life issue. They're really about our sense of ourselves and our identity. For example, the artist H.G. Glyde, you look at his Alberta landscapes and his figurative works, and you really get a sense of what Alberta was like. And I think that you'll find that in every art form that there was a real sense of mission to interpret this place. It's through the arts that we leave that legacy of who we are as a society and our achievements. And I think that too often we hear the market arguments that, you know, if you want the arts, it should be user pay. Well, in fact, the arts are really central to our identity. They really are the jewels in the crown. And that with respect to the 100th anniversary of the province in 2005, in terms of our websites, which currently number 29, we have a proposal into the Government of Alberta, to the Centennial Legacies program, for funding to integrate all of the sites as the Alberta Online Encyclopedia.
What is the Heritage website address?
It's albertasource.ca.
If you want to find out more, who can you talk to?
They can call me, Adriana Davis, Executive Director of the Heritage Community Foundation, at 780-424-6512, extension 222.
I talked to some of the pupils at this composite high school. They knew virtually nothing about Canada. I was so angry. The more I saw of what we were doing, the more I thought, what we really need in this country is a good, and I thought at that time, one-volume reference book about Canada, and I'd like to do a Canadian encyclopedia, and that's how I first got the idea.
publisher and proud Canadian Mel Hertig. You also heard from former Edmonton Art Gallery director Terry Fenton. I spoke with Heritage Community Foundation executive director Adriana Davis. There are numerous Albertans and others on Alberta's Arts Heritage website. You can check out that site and others at albertasource.ca. Call Adriana at 780-424-6512, extension 222, for information. I'm Chris Allen. That's Arts Alive for today.